Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to the festive season, you can't beat John Lewis, can you, Charlotte?
John Lewis is Christmas in the UK, isn't it?
And you can buy everything under one roof. Although we're not going under one roof this time, we're going online. But I do love the fact that I can buy everything from house decorations to stuff for the children, my husband, me, my beauty products, everything. It's all there.
It's also particularly good for fashion right now. They have the best cozy wear out there. If you are looking to snuggle up over the coming season, there is cashmere, there is loungewear, there is something for everybody. They've also just launched their 12 Days of Christmas dressing campaign. They've collaborated with some of our favourite high street retailers, from Hush to Whistles, for an exclusive capsule collection of 12 amazing outfits. And there are sparkles for Christmas, as well as great loungewear. There's basically something for everyone.
Love it. And I don't know about you, but I will definitely be getting dressed up at home, because it's Christmas and it wouldn't be Christmas without some sparkle. They're also doing these amazing virtual styling sessions, which you can do from the comfort of your own home. How does that work?
They are. You can speak to a John Lewis stylist over video call. They will help you go through existing pieces in your wardrobe and help you find new ways to wear them, and it's all for free.
For free?
For free.
Amazing. Well, with all that and free delivery over £50 and free click and collect on orders over £30, I can honestly say it's never made more sense to shop at John Lewis. So get on over there, johnlewis.com. I'm off. See you later.
See you, bye.
Hello, I'm Georgie Corridge-Cole, founder of Sheerlux, and welcome to this In Conversation With podcast. The theme of our conversation today is health and wellness. If you're someone that suffers from anxiety, insomnia, muscular pain, then look no further. Before I go on, I have to put today into context and start by saying that prior to meeting my guest, I was a bit of a CBD cynic. I suppose I dismissed it as a bit of a fad, but if I'm honest, I didn't really have any ground for doing so. Anyway, all that changed when I heard just how big the market already is in so little time and exactly why that is. Trust me, it's a fascinating topic and a relatively new area of the health and wellness world, and one that's booming. And with that, I'm thrilled to be joined today by Chanel McCoy, founder of Puris.
Welcome, Chanel. Thank you so much, Georgie. It's absolutely fantastic to be here.
Well, you're here because we met a few months ago and you were telling me about your product, Puris, and I thought, right, we need to get you on a podcast and we need to explain the benefits of this product and what it can do, and the results you're getting are amazing. So anyway, you're here today to explain it all, but we're going to start off with your background and how you've go down this path. Your background is in pharmaceuticals. Talk to us about how you got into that industry.
I mean, unlucky for you, Georgie, when we had that fab chat that night, I mean, I literally could have put you to sleep, because I just love talking everything about CBD and Puris. And it's lovely just to get the opportunity to talk about our journey. You know, we're 5 years down the road now and probably invested over £2 million in doing clinical studies to prove Puris is safe. But yeah, my background is pharmaceuticals. You know, grew up in the west of Ireland, number one of five children. My dad was a vet by profession and set up a pharmaceutical company when we were kids. So, you know, back in the day, we all worked for our pocket money in the pharmaceutical company. So, you know, I suppose it's been very much part of my life. I joined the business then after college. And it was a veterinary company at the time. When I joined it, we set up the medical side of the business, developing prescription drugs, and spent 18 years in that business and bringing the medical business into 96 markets around the world and getting over 2,500 product licenses granted in many, in all of those countries around the world. So,
wow, it's huge.
It's been really interesting. You know, I've learned so much, obviously, especially in terms of certification and regulatory and patient safety and all of that. And, you know, I suppose that's really where the journey began with the CBD.
God, side note, vaccine, would you take it?
I would.
You would?
Yes, because the MHRA, who are the UK Medicines Agency, are very thorough in terms of patient safety. And the safety data that is coming out with the vaccine is very good, and it will be really well assessed by the Medicines Agency. And, you know, when you have the vaccine in the hands of Pfizer, GSK, Astra, you know, there is no messing when it comes to patient safety with these companies. And really that, you know, number one is safety and number two is efficacy.
Okay. Oh, God, well, you've made me look at it in a whole new light. I didn't think you were going to say that at all. And when do you think it will come out? How long do you think we've got?
I mean, obviously being in the pharmaceutical industry and knowing quite a lot of medics and living close to Oxford, the word on the street in Oxford is very positive. And it does look like there will be a number of batches out before Christmas. But it all hinges on the Medicines Agency in the UK approving it. It's in their hands at the moment. They're assessing all of the data. So let's hope they get it assessed and maybe get some product out there before or quickly after Christmas.
Gosh, amazing. Actually, someone I know, his brother's a doctor, and he was told a couple of months ago now that he would be given a vaccine before Christmas. So interesting that it's all kind of happening now. Anyway, sorry, we're off topic, but fascinating to get your view on that. So you were working in your family pharmaceuticals business. Mm-hmm. It's obviously done so well. That's a major success story in its own right. But you decided to leave and start your own business and pursue this CBD route. Why? And was it doing your own business and then CBD came along? Was it CBD and own business? What was the route and why did that happen?
Yeah, I think after spending 18 years in the family pharmaceutical business and bringing the company into 96 markets, I've probably been to most of those markets myself. And, you know, look, I'm a mom, I have two kids, you know, I have a busy husband who's a retired ex-professional sports person.
And can I just say that Chanel's going to be very modest. She is married to AP McCoy, who, if you know anything about the horse racing world, you know, he is the David Beckham of the jumps racing world and one of the UK's most successful sportsmen. So she's being very modest. Oh, but anyway, there you go. That's for me.
He's definitely, I mean, there's not many of us that go to work and have an ambulance following behind us every day in our job. And
God.
I think when he retired, somebody did a statistic that he broke his bones over 700 times. So yeah, we've had lots of hospital visits. But yeah, so, you know, look, like any of us, and it's the same with you, Georgie, you know, with your own business, work-life balance is a struggle. And I think we can all get very obsessed with our jobs our work, which I did back there, and obsessed about scaling the business and getting it into market. And it was in 2015 when AP retired, and I had loved working in the family business. I was proud of what I achieved, but I wanted to have my own wings as well. And I wanted to do something myself. And I had started to look at CBD in 2015, really actually as a prescription drug first, because that's our business. You know, that was our business back then in pharmaceuticals, and then learned very quickly from speaking to a number of the regulators around the world, you know, that to bring it on the market as a food supplement, you know, the difference obviously between a food supplement and medicine, it's more about the strength, you know, to bring it on as a lower dose, which we have for a food supplement, 20 milligram, 40 milligram a day, as opposed to a prescription, which would be up at maybe 500 or 600 milligrams a day.
Can I ask why CBD? So you said in 2015, you were looking at CBD. Why was it on your radar? I mean, I remember someone saying to me, in fact, it was the founder of Botanic Lab, and she launched one of the first CBD drink products and it went into Waitrose. I remember her saying, we are going to look back in a decade, in 2 decades, whatever it is, we're going to look back and think, how the hell did we exist without CBD in our lives? And she's super smart. I'm talking about Rebecca Hall, if you're listening. You know, she was an M&A banker and wanted to set up her own business and saw this opportunity. And that really stuck with me when she said that. So why in 2015 was it on your radar as something that needed to be brought to the public?
It was definitely starting to be very much discussed in the pharmaceutical industry in terms of the therapeutic benefits and really that, you know, could this be the next wonder drug? We have not seen a drug or a product, and, you know, I shouldn't use the word drug because we're talking about a food supplement, that can do so many things, you know, pain and anxiety and sleep. And actually, I remember being in the car one day and I was very curious about it. And I listened to a mother giving an interview on a radio show in Ireland. Her name is Vera Toomey, and her daughter suffered from very severe epilepsy, Dravet syndrome, had up to probably 20 or 30 seizures a day. And she talked about how she had learned from the US market how CBD in a high dose could be very beneficial to kids with multiple seizures. And she was trying to get access to it, you know, and the struggle she went through, the financial problems she had, having to go overseas to get it. And I thought, this is really awful. I mean, this is, it's not addictive. And this mother cannot get this for her child.
Can I tell you that I have a great friend whose child has a condition where she doesn't sleep through the night. And they also needed to get their hands on CBD and couldn't in this country and needed to get it from the States. And that is, there's a whole layer of complications around that. But, you know, equally, she had a child who just didn't sleep through the night unless she was given this product. I mean, it's that incredible, isn't it, what it can do?
Absolutely. And I think that's where I just felt, listening to this radio show, I thought, you know what, I'm in the pharmaceutical industry, you know, I'm 18 years in it, I'm in a position to bring a really good, safe, high quality product to market, to make it accessible for these kids. And that's really where the journey began.
Why didn't you go down the prescribed medicinal route?
We are on that route, and we are in parallel with the food supplement, you know, and that's because from a market entry point of view, the food supplement is an easier route because, you know, we have done all our clinical safety studies to prove we're fully safe. And that's what we need to get on the market as a CBD, as a certified CBD. And in parallel, we are pursuing the prescription market, and we have clinical studies running for insomnia. So we will, you know, look at the cohort of people who literally are suffering from insomnia. We will give them our purest product at a high dose. And, you know, we will then give that data into the medicines agency and show them this is how effective it is in insomnia, to then hopefully get a license for insomnia.
Okay.
And then we like to, you know, look at potentially epilepsy in kids. And then you have to do a clinical study specifically with that cohort of people. So we have plans and they are executed. They are
coming.
Yeah,
they're
coming. You know, but our focus now today is very much on the food supplement market and making this available and educating people about the safety of the product and the benefits.
And let's talk about that safety thing, because, you know, we did a survey. We were really interested to know what is the public perception of CBD. I mean, a couple of things really hit me about that survey. One is how few people have tried a CBD product. Two is how many people think it's a bit of a fad. And three, how many people think it's addictive. And that's one of the reasons why they also haven't tried it. Talk to us about this misunderstanding around it being addictive and why it isn't. And then we'll come on to why your product is so unique.
This is, in a way, why it's an exciting market to be in, because it's new. It's not a mature market. So you then have the opportunity to literally set the lexicon and educate people, you know, and there is a lot of stigma around CBD, and we want to demystify all of this. And with the cannabis plant, you know, you have 500 components in the plant, and the two main components are CBD, which is a cannabinoid, which has no addictive properties. It does not give you a high. And then the other main component is THC. So this is where CBD gets very mixed up.
Okay, listen carefully, THC. People, because this is the interesting bit about purists.
And THC is the part of the plant, the component of the plant that gives you a high. It's addictive and it has psychoactive properties.
So that's the bit that gives you a high, the THC in a cannabis plant.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the THC is what is used in recreational cannabis. And this is where, you know, people, they morph CBD into THC. They think, oh, it's all the same thing. It's all part of the plant. But actually, it is trying to make people aware, no, CBD totally stands on its own. It's not addictive. You will not get a high from it. And it's not psychoactive. It's different. So it's trying to educate people about that. Yeah. And that is why CBD is given to children with severe epilepsy. I mean, you could not.
I mean, as if you would be giving,
as if you would give it and a child is, you know, hallucinating and hallucinogenic episodes all day. You can't have that.
No. And it's not a case of you drink, you know, or you take ridiculous amounts of this food supplement and you will eventually, you know, get a high. That component does not exist. Can we go back to the fact that you, and I remember this conversation, this moment in the conversation with you really vividly when you said there's 500 components. I mean, I've quoted you so many times since then, Chanel. You said there are 500 components to a cannabis plant and it's impossible to extract pure CBD. So what is really interesting about Puris is that it's a synthetic product. Now, I think a lot of people will hear synthetic and go, alarm bells, you know, everything's supposed to be natural these days. You know, who wants anything synthetic? But what is so clever about what you're doing is you're basically mimicking CBD, aren't you? So that you get it in its purest form. Yeah. Can you just explain that components bit?
Yeah.
And how you therefore come to be regulated.
So, okay, just to talk about the cannabis plant in general, by nature, the cannabis plant is like a magnet. It sucks everything out of the soil. And that's why in Chernobyl and in Italy, they have planted thousands of acres in Chernobyl to clean up the soil, to suck all the radioactive out of the soil.
No way, is that true?
That is how the cannabis plant behaves. So by nature, the plant itself will suck heavy metals and pesticides and pollutants out of the soil, suck it up into the plant. So yes, you have 500 components in the plant. Of those, around 100 of those are cannabinoids. So you have the cannabinoid family, which CBD is a cannabinoid and THC is a cannabinoid, right? So you then try and extract CBD from the cannabis plant and have it as a pure standalone. It is very difficult because when you look at how the plant manufacturers or the CBD people with plant, they have to use very rigorous extraction processes. They have to use alcohol to extract CBD from the plant. Some of them use CO2, so it can be very coarse. And even though you do these extraction methods, you are never guaranteed that it's pure because you're always going to be left with traces of THC or traces of other cannabinoids. And that's why, you know, you'll have product on the market with it will have traces of heavy metals, of flavonoids and all of these things. So when we did our due diligence back in 2015 and we were like, we just want an ultra pure CBD. We want to be able to say to people, we have 0% THC. We then started to look at mimicking the DNA of the plant. And we engaged with the fantastic raw material manufacturer in the States. And we mimicked the DNA of the plant and we developed our raw material synthetically. And yes, synthetic can have negative connotations, but absolutely not in this case. Because when you understand why synthetic actually is a benefit for CBD and, you know, the fact that it has 500 components and you're trying to extract it. Yeah, so that's what we've done. And we then spent 2 years working with the FDA, which are the Food and Medicines Agency in America. They're the strictest in the world. And we got our raw material FDA registered, which is just a really good mark of safety and quality raw material.
Amazing.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Amazing. How easy is it to mimic the component, the makeup, the genetics, what is it, of a plant?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're you know, I'm not a scientist. I'm very lucky. I've got a really smart business partner who owns the business with me, and she has a master's in pharmacology and a degree in biomedical science. So she spent a lot of time working with the lab technicians and the R&D experts in America. But it is literally synthesizing the DNA of the plant. And I think, look, the good thing is as well with this is with plant, and I respect the plant, and, you know, I absolutely do, and it's definitely got its place. But, you know, when you're dealing with the health authorities, they want every single batch of your product to be the same. They want the specification to be the same.
Sure.
You know, when you're dealing with plant, you're, you know, weather dependent, crop dependent, you know, you have to have thousands of acres to be able to scale and mass produce where we don't have any of that issue. Every single batch is the same and we can produce hundreds of thousands of, we have no problem scaling.
Amazing. Can we talk about what you can use Puris CBD products for? I mean, sleep's come up already a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, how does it work? Also, you know, what's it doing to my brain, to my body, whether it's Puris or another product? What's it actually doing to you?
You know, this is the interesting thing, is how does it work in the body, and why does it work? So we have a system in our bodies called our endocannabinoid system. It's like we have a central nervous system, we have an immune system. This system is just another system we have. And it was actually only developed by the academics, or found it back in the 1980s. So it's a very new system that scientists are researching. But what we do know about our endocannabinoid system, it runs right through our body from head to toe. And it has lots of receptors all over the body. And this is the beauty of CBD, why it works for so many different things. So CBD will go to the receptor that potentially is depleted in a certain area. But really what CBD does, it brings our bodies back to its natural state. Okay. And what I mean by that is, it's not natural for us to have pain. So it will go to the site of pain and it will bring it back to its natural state. And that's why, you know, we get so many feedback about pain. It's not natural for us to be anxious. So it will bring the body back to its natural state. That for me is probably the best way to explain to people, well, how does it work in the body and why?
It seizes the weakness.
Absolutely. And it brings it back to its natural state. Now, we can go into more detail about pain and the very powerful anti-inflammatory property that CBD is. And this is why it works very well for pain, and why we have a lot of sports people and ex-sports people on it. But that, in a nutshell, is how it works in the body.
And that also explains to me, I think the other reason I've been so skeptical about it is because everyone's like, it does this, it does anxiety, it does depression, it does insomnia, it does pain. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, how can one thing treat all of that? That just sounds too good to be true.
It's important that we don't make it sound like the silver bullet. But when you look at, and again, I know I'm going back to the pharmaceutical industry, but when you look at the research and development that's going on in the pharmaceutical industry, you look at probably the top 100 big pharmaceutical companies. They all have CBD in their pipeline. This will be the drug of the future. You will see in 8 years' time the amount of products that will come out. You know, at the moment, there's about 700 clinical trials running. This is in the public domain, right across big pharma. Probably about 40% of those are in the area for Parkinson's. Then you have other studies running for oncology, for cancer, for anxiety. We even have 2 studies running for alcohol dependency. It is fascinating.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
And the likes of these big pharma companies, they're not going to go and invest $500 million, because that's what it takes to bring a product to market. You have to invest $500 million. You have to spend 8 years researching on that cohort of people. They're not going to make that investment unless they know they're onto something good. Yeah.
Talk to us about, I mean, you've just said that, you know, all the big pharma companies are, this is part of their strategy. I remember you saying to me something about the size of the market and how the penetration is only at this size, yet the market is bigger than...
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the global, and this is just CBD, this is not cannabis and it's not THC, it's just CBD. The market in 2018 globally was 1 billion, and it will grow to 16 billion by 2024.
Right? And how does that compare? How does that 1 billion compare to another drug market?
So if you then look at the UK, so just to kind of bring it home, which would probably be clearer, today the CBD market in the UK stands at £300 million. That will grow to £1 billion in 4 years. Now you compare that to vitamin C. Today in the UK stands at £115 million, and vitamin D is £145 million. So CBD, standing at 300 million, eclipses
already
both vitamin C and vitamin D combined already. And it is absolutely in its infancy. You know, and this is...
Everyone takes vitamin C. And who doesn't take vitamin C? And vitamin D is the other thing we all need.
Yeah. And you know, the nice thing as well, Georgie, is that there is not one case in the world where anybody has overdosed on CBD and died. There is not one case globally. So that is how safe...
Yeah.
When you have the right product with no THC and it's the right CBD and it's pure, it has a fantastic safety profile. People have to be very careful when they are going out to buy CBD, right? Because there was a very good study done back in April this year by a number of revered professors, where they got together and they independently tested 30 CBD products that are currently on sale in the UK and Ireland. And the results were quite frightening. 55% of the product on the UK and Irish market have illegal levels of THC. 34% of the products have less CBD in them than claimed on the label. I think one had alcohol in it. You know, so the government are very proactive. There's, you know, there's big changes coming on the CBD market in March next year, where the government have come out and said all CBD products on the market, you have to have done your safety clinical studies by March 2021. And if you don't have them done and submit it into the government, you're off the market. So there will be a big cleanup on the UK market next year, which is great because this is what gives CBD a bad name.
So am I being naive to say that not every food supplement product out there has had some kind of clinical studies?
No, they haven't. And food supplements, there is not the requirement to do clinical studies. But when you look at the CBD market, there wasn't a requirement to do clinical studies. But from reports like what came out in April, where the government are concerned that there are 55% of product with illegal levels of THC, luckily they've taken action and said, no, hold on a minute, we have to clean this up here. Because, you know, you get people walking in off the street and they want to have less anxiety, or and they buy a CBD and then they go home and they get a psychoactive effect because there's THC in it. This is what gives CBD a bad name. And this is why we want to be the grown-ups. Yeah. You know, we want to shout about our safety studies. We want to shout about the fact that we have no THC and we're clinically proven to have no THC. So, but it's great. Look,
it also really explains why you're synthetic. And that's so interesting. I mean, it's just, it makes perfect sense. Can we talk a bit more about what you can use it for? So, I mean, we've done insomnia. I mean, you're hearing amazing things, aren't you, from your customers about insomnia?
Yeah. And, you know, look, I have to say, in case there are any regulators listening, I am not making claims here about Puris, right? Because we are in the middle of of further clinical studies to prove it really does work in insomnia and it really is a powerful anti-inflammatory property. And we have all these exciting studies going on. I am here to tell you the feedback that I am getting from Puris users. And, you know, this is anecdotal evidence, not clinical evidence. And, you know, we're so lucky that, you know, for the likes of Michael Vaughan, the ex-cricketer, I mean, he has just given us three fabulous posts in the last month where he has said how it has really helped his sleep. He was just a really bad sleeper and he takes our high dose oil every night going to bed and he is getting to sleep quicker and he's not having disturbed sleep at night. Now people will say,
but I need the high dose, Chanel.
But, and they'll say to me, Chanel, but you know, there must be a sedative in this, but there is not. And this is the joy of having our clinical studies done and spending 5 years on our studies. You know, and again, it goes back to bringing your body back to its natural state. You know, it's maintaining that calmness. It takes the busyness out of your head when you go to sleep and it lets your body sleep, you know, for 6 or 8 hours undisturbed.
And is it a cumulative thing? Do you have to keep taking it? And when can you see results?
Yeah. And, you know, so look, sleep is one thing. We've got some really good feedback from people on restless leg syndrome, which is dreadful if anybody...
On what?
Restless leg syndrome.
Is that actually a syndrome? I can't keep still.
Absolutely. I mean, I had it so bad when I was pregnant. I nearly went out of my mind.
What, you can't sit still?
So you just have this urge to move your legs at night and it's like you have a lead blanket over your legs. I mean, I know there will be listeners here going, yes, Georgie, it's horrific, but it really messes with your head because you know there's not a lead blanket there and you know you don't want to move your feet. So look, again, I'm not saying this is curing, but this is feedback we've had.
Restless
leg syndrome. I have a lovely story of one lady in Ireland who has very bad face pain and she's been on, you know, painkillers. And I said to her, rub it into your face every day and also take it orally because it is very good to penetrate through the skin and people put it on their back and their knees for pain as well. And she's off her painkillers and she has no pain in her face. And again, you know, these are fabulous stories we're hearing back. You know, we've lovely, you know, young people for anxiety and they were going to be prescribed antidepressants, but they just said they'd try Puris just in case. And they now, they're balanced. They can cope. It's that feeling of coping. I mean, even for me, my kids say to me, you are so less shouty, mom. You know, My husband is like,
oh my God, hit me up.
You have more patience. So, you know, we have a number of ex-sports people and sports people. And, you know, I would be close to this, obviously, with my husband being an ex-sports person. I mean, they live on anti-inflammatories, these sports people do.
Right.
Which kills their stomach and painkillers. You know, we have some people saying, I haven't had an anti-inflammatory for 3 months. I'm just taking Purus, you know, a relatively higher dose.
So, we're going anti-inflammatory, pain, insomnia, anxiety,
calmness,
shouting at children.
Yeah, nicer wife, nicer mom. Yeah, more tolerable. You know, and we've had a few really nice shout outs from, you know, from Mike Tyndall, Tiger Lily Taylor, Roger's daughter, the drummer from Queen. Yeah, you know, she loves it. Frankie Herbert. I mean, we've been very lucky. We dropped it up to a royal household a few months ago, actually.
I know you're going to be very professional here, but did you hear that? The royals are fans, shall we? Can we say that?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
You know, we got a lovely letter a number of weeks back of, you know, how it's benefiting. Okay, so now it's what should I take or how would I take it? Or
and how long for? Is this something you're committing to for life?
Yeah, what I'd like to say to people is you have to take it every day consistently, definitely for the first 4 to 6 weeks. It has to load up into your fat cells and it forms like a little reservoir in your fat cells and it slowly releases then, you know, over time. So we find the best results when people don't take it ad hocly, you know, they take it consistently. And then maybe after 4 to 6 weeks, when it's loaded up into your body, you know, if you want to go to taking it 3 or 4 times a week or, you know, maybe 3 times a week instead, you can do that. And, you know, the price is about equivalent to one coffee a day. It's about £2 a day to go on a 28-day
Yeah.
And, you know, we get people as well who say, you know, I'm on 10 milligram Chanel and I just haven't noticed the benefit. And, you know, we say, look, increase the dose, you know, or increase it up beyond 20 milligrams, because the beauty of it is that we have done our safety studies. We know it's safe in the body at a very high dose. So we can tell people to increase their dose if they're not finding the benefit.
Now, your product is sold. It's a spray and a pipette.
And a capsule.
And oh, wow. Okay. So spray, pipette, capsule. So is that purely a personal choice?
Yeah, because some people, they don't want the texture of oil or they don't like the texture of oil. And some people don't find it convenient. We actually find a lot of sports people like the capsules because they take it on the go or whatever. We have a number of people who actually, like my husband, he takes the high dose oil at night going to bed and then he takes a capsule in the morning. Mm-hmm. So we have a number of people that mix it because if they want to take a higher dose, you know, they mix it. We also are bringing out a massage oil. We have been doing clinical studies on people who we are massaging using our oil and it's permeating through the skin and, you know, we're getting very good results the next day of, you know, less soreness. And we're bringing out a combination range. We're mixing it up with chamomile, with glucosamine plus CBD, chamomile plus CBD.
What's glucosamine?
Glucosamine is very good for joint mobility. And
my mother's a physiotherapist. I'm going to have to tell her all about this.
You know, we watch very much what's happening in the States. And if you look at the moment, the cosmetic market for CBD is expected to be $17 billion by 2022.
When you say cosmetic market, what does that mean?
This is CBD in a cream, so in face creams, in serums. I mean, it's already a very developed market in the US.
So huge, isn't it?
And actually, there is a lot of clinical studies going on in big pharma for eczema. Again, you have to be careful not to overinflate it. It'll discredit it. But we are now in talks with a number of skincare brands because what the regulators say is that they want synthetic CBD in a cosmetic, not the plant. Because again, they don't want traces of other cannabinoids on the skin. They don't want traces of THC in the skin. They want synthetic CBD in cosmetics. And that's the legislation at the moment. So we have big plans for a big pipeline of products.
Endless possibilities. How amazing to have just, so many possibilities for a product. In terms of the dosage, so you sell the capsules, the pipette, the spray.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, you buy what? I mean, I've got the spray. So you buy that spray and that is...
So you buy a bottle. Yeah. So you can have a bottle in a spray. So 2 or 3 sprays under the tongue. Mm-hmm. Hold it for 60 seconds because you get better absorption when it's held under the tongue and then swallow it. We then bought out the pipette because, again, we were thinking, what do people want? Do they want a spray? Do they want a pipette? So the oil is also in a pipette where, again, you just, you know, fill the pipette halfway or up to the top under the tongue. It's personal preference. We have orange flavor. We have spearmint flavor. We have unflavored. And the good thing, the actually lovely feedback we're getting is the taste, because when you look at plant CBD, it's very difficult to taste mask it because it it is from the plants. So a lot of people don't like the taste and it's very pungent smell, but ours is a very delicate, lovely taste. It's totally odorless.
It's pretty inoffensive, I have to say.
And you know, and that's why we're using it even as a massage oil, because it is odorless. And then we have the capsules. So they come in a 10 milligram capsule or they come in a 20 milligram capsule. You know, some people take 10 milligram a day. Some people are on 20 milligram.
So if you're new to it and you're like, right, I'm going to get myself some Purus, what would you say? Would you say start with 10?
I would probably say start with 20 because, again, you want it to load up into your fat cells, get it into your system. You know, we have people on a much higher dose than that, but they are taking it for kind of pain or, you know, excessive gym sessions and they want better recovery, you know, or kind of anxiety. But general wellness, day-to-day coping, 20 milligrams. And if you're feeling the benefits of that, you could go down to maybe 15 milligrams because it's obviously less expensive to stay on it. Or if you're not feeling the effects at 10 or 20 milligrams, you know, you go up a dose until you start to feel the benefits, stay on it for a few weeks and then try and come back down. You know, so it is a little bit of trial and error with the dose because everybody feels different and everybody has different reasons why they're taking it.
And what about the dosage for children?
Okay, so I have to be careful because when you recommend anything for children, you have to do studies really in children to prove safety, right? We are doing that. We haven't completed it.
Right.
So I cannot recommend it for children. But what I can say is that, you know, our 13-year-old daughter, Eve, does take one little spray every other night, which is 5 milligrams. Uh-huh. You know, and like a lot of kids her age, you know, has a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of worries. And it's definitely helped a lot.
Takes the edge off.
Takes the edge off it. I have taken the decision to give her that because, you know, I know my product is safe, but that is me as a mom.
Yeah.
I am not saying that as me, the owner of Purus.
Sure. Noted, noted. And should anybody not take it? I mean, does it react badly with any medications? Are there any circumstances where people should avoid it?
Yeah. Look, because CBD is relatively new and the research is new, there are very little drug interaction studies done with CBD. However, all I can say to you is, you know, we've been selling our products since January. We've had nobody come back to say they've had bad side effects or they've had very bad drug interactions. And what we do say to anybody who is on other medication is talk to your doctor about it. Tell your doctor you want to take Purus. And we have clinical studies done, which will give the doctor a lot of comfort. And just don't take all medication together. I mean, that's kind of a general rule.
Tell me, so AP's a fan. He takes the spray at night and the capsule in the morning. What does he say it helps him with?
Definitely joint mobility and aches and pains. Because, you know, as I said earlier, he's broken his bones about 700 times over being 20 years champion jockey.
It's an amazing number, isn't it?
I just wish I had it when he was riding because the amount of anti-inflammatory he took and painkillers was excessive. And he, you know, definitely felt it and is, you know, there is effects to that long term. And actually, his mood is better because, you know, you just feel more balanced. You're less irritable. So I've definitely noticed, you know, he's not as grumpy as he was.
Amazing. Well, we all need that then, definitely. What about edgy pets? I didn't write these questions. Someone has actually written down, can you give it to pets? Is this a thing, CBD and pets?
So again, if you look at the US market, it is a huge market. In the US.
Okay. Well, clearly someone did their research.
The CBD market for dogs, for arthritic dogs, for dogs with sensitive stomachs is huge. And we have looked into really how can we get this properly into dog food. And we have to do studies. But the good thing is because we have all our safety studies done already, we know it is safe. We have a number of Purus customers who buy it for their dogs for arthritic purposes. But again, I'm not making a claim that it's good. But I am saying we've got some very good feedback. We've got some much bouncier and active dogs on it.
Love it. Look, I think what's so clear is there's nothing to lose, frankly. I mean, Purus proves that it's safe, it's not addictive, and you can't overdose on it. I have to say, this is not an ad. I met Chanel. I found her story and her product so compelling that I said, you've got to come on. You've got to talk about your product. You've got to talk about CBD because you've made me genuinely, and I am the most cynical person, you have made me view it in a whole new light. And I need to get my husband on this and, you know, my parents and everybody. I think it's brilliant. It's so exciting. And I'm sure, as Rebecca Hall said, we will all look back in years to come and thank God, How do we exist without CBD in our lives? And for people listening that want to get their hands on some Puris, where can they buy it?
So we are very excited that we are launching in 838 Holland and Barrett this week. And we're launching in 107 Boots as well. Hopefully to grow more and a number of retailers after Christmas.
God, so. I had no idea. That's mega. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And presumably on your website as well.
And absolutely on purecbd.com. Absolutely.
Chanel, it's been so lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Georgie. Fantastic to be here.
That's it for today. If you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, and come back soon. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.